certain things require a sense of timing I seem to lack. When I dance around you, it feels like two left feet falling. I can't keep a straight face when I lie to you anymore. Look me in the eyes now, speak the truth.
Unlimited long distance.
And it will never end, as far as you know?
It will never end. It will never
DJ
end.
Mullet.
The tone you will hear next will be the standard pitch.
Provider to Quest Long Distance?
Yes.
You're giving your permission to change your local long distance provider to Quest Long Distance, correct?
Yes.
I took Quest Unlimited plan at $30 per month for the first 12 months with unlimited residential state-to-state, in-state, and if selected local toll voice calls within the United States, correct?
Whoa, for the first 12 months?
That's what it tells me.
I am Duel. This is Radio Freak America. And I'm joined by Bland, who is in the wonderful, gorgeous outdoors. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm going to do the show from outside tonight, because it's such a beautiful night.
Or is there another reason why you're outdoors?
Oh, yeah, and so that I can smoke.
Oh, I love smoking so.
Me too. I smoke 12,000 packs a day.
Dude, do not smoke, kids, or you'll end up like Bland.
Yeah, you'll end up on the radio.
That's right, you'll be on a freaking whacked out internet radio show.
But it looks so cool.
It is. Dude, smoking is cool. It's very cool. There's no denying it. You're just freaking good. Go ahead, everybody within earshot, put your two fingers together, right? Your middle and your index finger, right? Put them together.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Okay, and now put it up your mouth, and then act like a... Dude, you're just cooler already. You don't even have a cigarette and you're cooler.
All right, everyone, I want you to listen to this. All
okay,
right,
here we go.
That was the inhale. And release.
Oh, I think I just released. Very nice. Don't smoke, everybody. I mean, you know, that nicotine rush is great for your hacking and your freaking adventures. But just don't do it. Unless you want to, then go ahead. Fuck, I care. Do whatever the hell you want. Okay, let's start, and I hate to start this way, but talking about the trouble I've been having on the show. We've been having. First of all, time is the ultimate enemy, okay? There's just never enough time, all right? I thought, I'm not going to go into specifics, but time has been very, very short. It is for everybody, and I understand that. So that's one problem. The second problem, and probably the biggest problem, is my provider, Comcast, hasn't been providing that well lately, and it's a little disconcerting, you know? What if I actually, what if I was unemployed and I needed to look for a job? I mean, the most efficient way now is using the internet, right? I would be screwed. But me, no, I just have an hour-long radio show about technology, hacking freaking phones and computers.
And smoking.
And smoking. Damn it. Lots and lots of smoking. And chicks. Tons of chicks and cars. And with no internet access, you just can't have that. So that's really been the biggest problem. The stream has been crapping out. I've been late, because I'm power cycling the modem left and right, and it works for 10 minutes, and it doesn't. So they supposedly put a quote, amplifier in the pole behind my house, and hopefully that has fixed it. It seems okay right now, but we will find out. So, those are the troubles we've been having. Hopefully it won't be late tonight. Again, time has been short, and I've got about 9 minutes to mix and convert, and actually it takes about 7 minutes to convert, so it'll be a quick mix tonight. Let's talk about... Oh, man, I am... All right, I'm bummed. I'm pissed. I got a great email from Cypher about more mistreatment by Walmart. Yes, actually a relative of Cypher's is, I believe, currently being mistreated by Walmart. Unfortunately, I didn't print the email. So next show, you will hear another story, a personal story. I've been hearing so many lately since starting PWF. And thank you to everybody. I still keep getting numbers. And actually, people have been wondering about the status of it. When's it coming out? It is coming out in the e-zine first. I was wondering myself, so I got in contact with the person running it. They said, everything's cool. It should be out shortly. So everybody just hang on. You will get that version, the initial version. It's way bigger than that already. So the one you see, which will be good-sized, is already way bigger, way bigger. We're going to have an entire, if not a subdomain, then an entire page dedicated Old School Freak for PWF, and it's going to continue to grow. So, you know, stay tuned to the boards at stankdog.com, stay tuned to oldschoolfreak.com, and keep watching out for those underground e-zines, you know, and support those zines. I don't care if I say it every show. I want to freaking say it every show. Support those zines. That's what matters. So that's a little PWF for ya. I have, well, actually Bland and I have something to talk about tonight. Something that's important. Something that is essential for you. Fuck! Dude, every motherfucker. Okay, how do I? Alright, I'm turning this off.
There's a red button. It's got like a phone with a circle and a line through it.
Hold on. No, wait. I'm going to hit that power button. Boom. Power off. Let's start over. Bland and I have something for you. That something is truth. Yes, truth, my friends. Not Duel's truth or Bland's truth or God's truth. Just truth. Bland and I have been to the Valley of Truth, and we have returned with knowledge for you that we will impart upon you this evening. This fine, wonderful evening, so close to Mars, in the constellation of Aquarius, we will discuss truth, the truth. We will start our discussion of truth with an article from Security Focus. Yes, securityfocus.com, now owned by Symantec, if I'm correct, whatever. U.S. sponsors anti-censorship web service. Yes, a pact between the U.S. government and the electronic privacy company Anonymizer is making the internet a safer place. Now, that's bullshit right there. Safer place from what? You're not going to die using the internet for controversial websites and subversive opinions if you're Iranian. That's right. Oh, you can see it already. I know you can. This month, Anonymizer began providing Iranians with free access to a web proxy service designed to circumvent their government's online censorship efforts. In May, government ministers issued a blacklist of 15,000 forbidden immoral, quote, immoral websites that ISPs in the country must block, reportedly a mix of adult sites and political news and information outlets. An estimated 2 million Iranians have internet access. That's a significant number. A significant number. Among the banned sites are the web... Ah, here's where it comes in, my friends. Among the banned sites are the website for the U.S. Check this out. U.S.-funded Voice of America broadcast service and the site for Radio Farda, another U.S. station that beams Iranian youth a mix of pop music and westernized news. Remember that. Please remember that. Both stations are run by the International Broadcasting Bureau, the U.S. government's overseas news and propaganda arm. So it continues. It continues about how the U.S. is funding this. No mention of cost. But what does this do? Okay, so everybody understands. Everybody understands what this does. Just like in China, you know, the Great Firewall of China, sites are blocked. Internet sites. So that, by the way, the porn sites are still blocked. Okay, you still can't check out porn, which is BS because porn is, you know, is great. Porn is great.
People go around.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's the international language, porn. So let's dig deeper into this. What does this really say? Well, first of all, everybody knows that the U.S. is, you know, piping in propaganda to lots and lots of countries, right? Listen to us, do this, do that. But remember what I told you to retain? Another U.S. station that beams Iranian youth a mix of pop music and westernized news. Westernized news. Piping that stuff in. Now, why do you think... I mean, come on now, let's be real. Many Muslim nations in this world hate us, hate our way of life, hate the way we live. Why is that? Why is that? Do you think maybe just the slightest possibility it might be because we are so insidious as a nation? Our marketing, our manufacturing, our consumerism is so pervasive. It is invading their way of life, and they resent it. Did you ever, ever once consider that? Guess what? It's true. I saw a piece on PBS, I believe, some station, I don't remember, and people were saying just that. We don't want your movies with your, you know, your horrible Western values shoved down our throats. We don't want your Dunkin' Donuts stores, you know, in our streets. And I don't blame them. Dunkin' Donuts make me ill. That is what, maybe that is why they hate us so. Because we can't let them live the way they choose. So they hate us, right? We're basically invading them, you know, with money and products and consumerism, you know? The filth that we spread around this planet called Earth. They hate us. They attack us. Terrorist attacks. The best way they can, retaliate. So we, in turn, retaliate against them, invade their countries, bomb their countries, blah, 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 economic sanctions, and continue to pipe more propaganda and more of our culture that they never wanted in the first place. Do you think that makes it better? Do you think our foreign policy helps anything? I don't think so. That, my friends, is truth. Truth number two. If it's too political, tough shit. Truth number two. Oh, this is great. This is a classic. From World Tech Tribune. Microsoft working with feds. Virus attacks may be terrorism. Oh, dude. Oh, man. If anybody's seen... I'm trying so hard. Okay. Whew. Has anybody seen the Flashbox video? And I'm trying not to bust out loud laughing because it's just so silly. I mean, come on. The whole concept was just so funny to begin with. I mean, dude, you know, and I'm doing a little UE, you know, and I don't want to bust out laughing and, you know, give myself away to anybody who might be around. So, you know, I had to control myself in that little video, and I'm doing it now because this is just so humorous. It is so damn funny. Microsoft working with feds, virus attacks may be terrorism. Evidence gathered by Microsoft, the FBI, and the Secret Service will be released linking the worldwide attacks made against computers running the Windows operating system to terrorist activity. Oh my Buddha. Unbelievable. Sources inside the US-based software maker say recent attacks against... What? Say recent attacks against from the... Recent attacks against from the Blasterworm and its variants, coupled with an email virus called SoBigF, show signs of a coordinated attack by an entity wanting to disrupt world commerce. Uh-huh. Microsoft is cooperating with both the FBI and the Secret Service and will report their findings in the next few days. So, wow, did you know Microsoft had an investigative arm? I didn't know that. That's great. That's awesome that they can do their own investigations and give that to the FBI and the Secret Service. Yeah.
Because they don't have to deal with any of those tricky rights that we have.
No, exactly. You know,
I mean, fuck due process. We're living in the corporate state, man.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that, Blaine, because that's the truth!
Let me hit this first topic right quick.
Please do.
You know, when William the Conqueror invaded Russia and took over Russia, he did it with a sword. And when America conquered Russia, we did it with a Coke bottle. In the Johnson Kennedy days, when we adopted Keynesian economics as our primary economic model in America, we, you know, really went through and decided that nothing needed to be privatized; everything needed to be in the in the public, in the government, and, you know, which is pretty much socialism slash communism, right? And then, you know, bad things started to happen, and everyone realized that, that maybe no government, or maybe all government, was maybe a little bit bad. And then when Reagan and Thatcher came into power in, you know, in America and England, respectively, they went to supply-side economics. And supply-side economics is a really, really dumb idea. You know, they say that the less you tax the rich, the more it trickles down, and all the trickle-down economics, which is total horseshit, because in the 50s, the top marginal rate was 88%, and the economy grew at just over 4.5%. And in 1987, which was the midpoint of full-blown Reaganomics, the top marginal rate was, I believe, in the mid-20s, and the economy grew at just under 2.5%.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we kind of fucked ourselves there.
Yes.
And, you know, and we're going in, and we're trying to invade these countries is what we're doing. I mean, we're telling them that, hey, you know what, your values, everything that you stand for, you know, you can have your values, but really, don't you want a Britney Spears t-shirt?
Yeah, you can have your values, but wear our jeans.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I know you want to be loyal, and I know you want to be, you know, a good person, and then want to stand up and do the right thing and have your own country identity, but shop at the Gap. You know, and it just doesn't happen that way, and... You know, everything, I guess it's in everyone's nature to rebel, and everyone knows that the most rebellious people are the younger people. So what America does is they go into a country, and they pipe their, you know, they pipe their MTV in, they pop their fucking Eminem in there and everything else, and the kids get a hold of it, and they think that it's so much better. You know, oh, this is so great, you know, we love Yankee, and then just, but the adults, the people that really know that we're just trying to suck their country dry, that we're pretty much using all these underdeveloped countries as really just resource pools. I mean...
They're markets.
Yeah, they're markets, man. And they don't give a shit. I mean, the corporations don't care because corporations can't care. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do know. I know exactly what you mean. And this, the next story, thank you very much, Bland, for that enlightenment, for that truth. Or did I not tell you, community, those sharing in the RFA, that we would bring the truth to you tonight? And relax, there will be some phone calls and some freak news, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. And more smoking.
And lots more. I'd like to have one myself, but I don't smoke in my house. Okay, Microsoft working with feds, yes. Terrorism. While at present, no terrorist organizations have claimed responsibility for these attacks, in cyberspace, Microsoft is an obvious target for terrorists as the largest, most recognizable, and immensely profitable software company in the world. I kind of doubt that.
So they're a target because of the law of averages. Now,
yeah.
Granted, there are more Linux users than Mac users, but, I mean, Windows is still, you know, as I look at all these houses down my block, I'm probably the only one with a Linux box. And, I mean... To target Microsoft, I mean, the world, I mean, as bad as I hate to say it, pretty much, you know, a few Linux servers aside, the world runs on Microsoft, man.
It does. Now, let's, you know what, that's, I'm glad you brought this up, Len. Let's discuss the technical side first, and then we'll discuss the other side, the diversion and distraction side. So, the technical side, yes, you're right, Windows is everywhere. More people use Windows, it's very easy, it's one click and you're on the internet, right? It is inherently, for that reason, it is inherently insecure. Because people, you know, it's too much hassle to type in a password to do something at administrator level. Right? So you've got all these people with all these same boxes, with all the same vulnerabilities, right? Who have no idea what to do or how to secure a box or what a port is, for crying out loud, using this operating system. They've set themselves up. So that's the technical side. Do you agree, Bland?
Absolutely. And also due to the fact that, you know, in different, you can't really, you can target Linux, but you can't really target Linux all, you know, all that effectively.
Yeah. What do you get? You know, you're gonna target Arch Linux, and you're gonna target Gentoo, and you're gonna target Red Hat and SUSE, and you know, all these distros are different. They do different things, right? I hate DH Client and Red Hat.
DMO.
Yeah, amen. That's a whole other issue. But you know, there's so many different distros. There's so many people that, you know, even somebody who's new to Linux, right? You know, probably has a little more, and maybe this is a biased statement, but I don't care. I bet that somebody who's willing to learn Linux and use Linux, right, a noob, probably is a little more savvy than the average Windows user. Seriously, think about it, right? Take off your shoes and count how many people using Windows, you know, that don't know the difference between Internet Explorer and Windows Explorer, right? IE Explorer and Explorer.exe, a lot. So, that is the technical side. On to the distraction side. Yes, distraction. Microsoft says that virus attacks may be terrorism, and they're gathering their own evidence. What is that? What does that really mean? Wow, do you think, does any, really? You know what? And you don't have to be an expert. I don't care if you're a law expert, expert on terrorism. I don't care. Everybody listening right now, what do you think? Do you really think that terrorists are behind all these worm attacks? I don't. Not in the least. They could give a rat's ass. Wow. I'm terrified because I cannot get my email. Oh, no. That's not it at all, right? They're going to use a freaking truck bomb. They're going to crash a plane into a building. God forbid. This is not the work of terrorists. This is absurd. You know what this is? This is distraction by Microsoft. And guess where they got this tactic? Guess. That's right. Our current administration.
From the government.
Yes, that is exactly it. Our current administration. Yeah. Anything, right? If something bad, somebody, you know, does anybody remember the last election? No, because of terrorism, right? When something bad might have come out about George W., right? Oh, hey, look at this. You know, the administration, oh, they're doing this, and this is bad. No, we're at orange. Everybody, whoa, over here. Woo, orange. We're at orange. Yes, yes, that's right.
Oh, to be fair, it's really just the government ad infinitum because, you know, I have to pimp a movie. Go buy Bowling for Columbine.
Please.
Go and buy that DVD. It is $20 for alternative media that you will love.
Just came out.
In it, Michael Moore makes the point that on the day of the Columbine massacre, there were more bombs dropped on Bosnia than in any other day in recorded history because everyone was watching CNN and CNN was covering the Columbine shooting. So while America was distracted, we went ahead and took that option, or took that liberty, to go ahead and bomb the piss out of a country.
Yep. Exactly. That's what it is, my friends. And now Microsoft, there's... Shit. Who knows how much power they have in our current government. So they might as well use our government's tactics. And that's exactly what this is. This is a total crock of horseshit.
I want to talk terrorism. I think that Microsoft... fucking the government money.
Sweet. Dude, I haven't heard that in a long time. Everybody heard that. That's the tap, by the way. Thank you. Say hi, everybody.
Oh, hey, everybody. We're talking about... Oh, we said government. Wait.
That's right. Government. Oh, I think I said bomb, too. Uh-oh.
Well, anyway, you know... Oh, fuck, I lost my train.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I think Microsoft screwing the government out of my tax dollars is like a bigger act of terrorism because that's actually... taking away a valuable governmental resource, you know, and just wasting it because Microsoft's going to get that money. And oh, yeah, maybe it's terrorism. Maybe it's not. But we need, a couple bill to figure this one out. And so here it goes. Now all this money that, you know, that really is going to really catch terrorists, you know, this terrorist-catching budget thingy, is now being depleted slowly by Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. It's a lose-lose situation for us. But it is the truth. The next piece of truth deals with SCO. That's right, SCO SCO.
Welcome.
I agree. I already sent him a good fuck you from me. I sent him an email. I said, I'm a Linux user. Fuck you.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Hi.
Go to their site, go to the contact, get a little form. I'm a Linux user. Fuck you. That's what I sent them. So, enjoy that, Sco. This was great. This man can write. I had goosebumps reading this letter. Everybody has to read it. Of course, the link was on Slashdot. This is a letter from Eric S. Raymond, president of OSI, the Open Source Initiative, to... Oh, you gotta love this name. I never tire of this. Darryl McBride.
Next door neighbor.
Dude, holy moly. I bet he's got a mullet. He lives in Utah.
And more shot. See, what was it that Phil Graham said? I own more shotguns than I need, but less shotguns than I want.
That's lovely. That is so classic. So Darryl, of course, is the... head of SCO, the CEO, actually. And let me read. Mr. McBride, an open letter to Darryl McBride. Mr. McBride, late yesterday, I learned that you have charged that your company is the victim of an insidious conspiracy masterminded by IBM. You have urged the press and public to believe that the Open Source Initiative and the Free Software Foundation and Red Hat and Novell and various Linux enthusiasts, like myself, are up in arms, not because of beliefs or interests of their own, but because of little gray men from R. Monk, New York, that is, have put them up to it. Blah! Fire up the orbital mind control lasers. Not only is he funny, he uses the word pellucidly, okay? This guy can write. This is a great letter. Go to Slashdot. Look for it. Find it. Actually, if you go to armedanddangerous.blogspot.com, you will find it. Let me continue. Near the end, he writes, take that offer while you can. That is, deal with us like respectable human beings, basically. Be an adult and deal with us instead of hiding all this shit, right? And not, you know, making all these accusations and having nothing to back it up. So he says, take that offer while you still can, Mr. McBride. So far, your so-called, quote, evidence is crap. You'd better climb down off your high horse before we shoot that sucker entirely out from under you. How you finish the contract fight you picked with IBM is your problem. As the president of OSI, defending the community of open source hackers against predators and carpetbaggers is mine. And if you don't stop trying to destroy Linux and everything else we've worked for, I guarantee you won't like what our alliance is cooking up next. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Raymond. That is a great read. And there are lots of links, lots of good links there, right? That'll take you to the... You know what? There's some links. I think he's got links. Let me see. La, 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 la. Somewhere in there, there's a link that goes right to the code. And, you know, a technical explanation of the code. About the evolution of Unix code, right? The what do they call it? Ancient Unix or something like that. You know, System 5, all the way up to what they're using now. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Go and read that. Be educated. Listen to In the Now. That is one of the best things you can do if you want to be informed about this SCO BS. And I know you do. Go listen to Slip's show In the Now. Slipnet.org. It's a very good show. I think, you know, since this all started, I think he's had a SCO segment, and I love it. And that's where I get a lot of my education about this. And read this when you can. And this is so, it's so well written. You read it, you will get goosebumps, a tear will well up in your eye socket. You will love it. And that, my friends, is truth. We bring that to you. Right? We work hard. It's not easy. It is not easy. But I don't care. Nothing worthwhile is easy. Right?
Most definitely.
Did everybody, right? I hope you joined Voodoo Hal and others in his C++ IRC class. It was phenomenal.
Oh, man. Man, mad props to Voodoo Hal.
Big time. He is the shiz, right? That was great. And guess what? So let's say you, oh yeah, now you understand a little bit more, and you go out and you start coding, right? Is it easy? No, it's not. It's hard. Right? But you get it in the end. Your program compiles, hopefully with G++.
Yeah.
And you feel good. You have found a little bit of truth right there. Just because of that little battle you fought, right? Just because of that struggle. That you had to go through to get to that. So, continue to listen to RFA. Read BinRev, which should be out soon. Frequent other e-zines and underground sites, and contribute as well. I want you, yes you, to contribute some truth. I think now, Bland, actually, you know, I was going to mix it into the show, but I don't have time to mix, so we're going to do it in the show. We're not going to do it if I can't find it. Ah, I found it. Okay. Okay, everybody just listen to this. Okay, now it's the techno. Okay, everybody relax. Bust out your smokes.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Here comes another one.
Okay.
Here comes smoke number 3 for RFA 78.
Talk about insidious marketing and addictive products.
Here it comes. Yeah.
That was the... Oh, I heard that lighter.
I'm supporting international economy. I'm smoking Dunhills.
Dunhills, very good.
Actually imported from our friends over on the other side of the pond.
Very nice. Enjoy that. While I discuss a little bit of technology that I've run into, I'm sure everybody's run into this, and they just fascinate me to no end. They seem to be working well. Listen to this. Wait. Hold on a second. Okay, here we go. Listen to this.
Welcome. Please scan your first item. $1.99 $1.99 Insert cash or select payment type. Please take your change. Cash is dispensed below the scanner.
Okay, that was me today.
I'm Power Bars.
Yes, I was going to say my do-it-yourself enema kits, but yes, I was buying 4 power bars at, you guessed it, one of the do-it-yourself checkouts, right? You know what it is. It's got the little LCD touch screen. It's got the scanner right below it. Down on the bottom, it's got a little scale where the bags would go, and you set your items after you scan them. When you're done, you press finish and pay, and then you have a slew of options, tons and tons of options. I don't even know them all. I didn't even know. Somebody told me they take coupons, and I didn't know that. I've yet to really explore these. After you're done scanning your items, you of course pay. I used cash this time, as I did another time, which I will discuss shortly. And you stick the bill in the little sucker there, and your chain comes out in a little swirly thing, and it'll spit out bills below the scanner. Pretty ingenious, kind of knocks the human out of the loop. I guess right now, personally, I do prefer a human. If it's not busy and I've got one item or two items, it's pretty easy, I guess. Yeah, it's not too bad. You notice it took me a little while to get those 4 things scanned in, right? You know? What if it doesn't? They have one person watching the 4 registers usually. So that kind of helps. So taking the whole human out of the loop, I mean, when you consider basic economics, you know, of course, yeah, hey, you know, we're losing jobs to machines. Well, you know what? Yeah, in the short term you are, but in the long term it is better for the economy. People will specialize. They'll increase their human capital. It is better for the economy in the long term. But I do still prefer the human element.
Plus, you don't have to pay those computers profit sharing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, no benefits. I mean, come on now. Now you get the sheep to do it themselves. So whatever. That's a side note. But recently, right, a time right before this, I went to buy something else. What did I buy? I don't remember.
Ripped for her pleasure.
Yeah, I think it was. With spermicide, mind you. Get the ones with spermicide, please.
I always turn them inside out for my pleasure.
Yeah, okay. All right, so...
talking.
What's that?
That's the nicotine talking.
I guess so. Damn, I'm going to have one right after the show. So I bought something. It was, how much was it? It was 10 and change, and I slipped a 20 in. So I'm supposed to get back 9 and change. It spits out my coins. It then proceeds to spit out a 5, 3 ones, and not another $1 bill, but a $20 bill. Yes, it spit out $28 and change. So, I mean, regardless of the fact that I got my whatever the hell I bought, I don't even remember, for, you know, well, actually, I made $8 and some change, you know, and got the item for free. They have faults, right? They lost money on that transaction big time. I don't know if the $20 bill got into ones somehow and is dispensed as such. I don't know if it spit back out my 20. I couldn't tell, and I was trying to discern, boy, was that the 20 that I just put in? It looked similar. I mean, the wear was similar. But I couldn't really tell. So, regardless, they do have faults. And I'd like to know if there are any. In fact, I'm going to be frequenting these. Not because they're convenient. Not because I don't have to deal with a human, because I'd rather. But because I want to learn about this technology. I know on the monitors it says NCR. And that's all I know about it. I don't know if they make the whole unit. You know, they're large pieces of machinery. They're also installed at Home Depot. The same machines are very similar, at least. I'm pretty sure they're the same. So, grocery stores, Home Depot now. You'll probably start to see them everywhere. Lots and lots of places. So, enjoy them while you can. Enjoy them. They're not going anywhere, but enjoy them as much as you can, I should say. That was one of my little adventures. Do you like that, Bland?
I like that a lot.
Yeah, and who can't like 20 bucks spit back at you? I mean, that was great. They definitely make mistakes. Now it's time. Ooh, let me go back here. It's time. You know it.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, I need a cigarette now, man. Hell yeah. Time for the freak news, and we've got lots. I've actually, you know, I wish I had that email from Cypher. I'll read it next week, guys. I've got some great emails, listener email for the freak news, starting with C4. He's back from his trip, by the way. Hopefully Gamer will resume. I haven't checked the site in a while. This is from C4. Yesterday I received a phone card with my SBC long distance service, which, by the way, my unlimited long distance never expires. That's funny. Reading the material that it came with, they said a personal identification number for the card. How nice, as I noticed that the number is printed on the card. That's genius. That's pure genius. On the front of the card is your name, the 800 number you call for service, and your full 10-digit phone number and seemingly random 4-digit number. The last 4 numbers are the PIN. I called SBC to change my PIN, and I found that there is no automated way to do this. When I finally got a hold of an actual person, I asked her why. She said, for security reasons, it was removed. Right? Maybe people were changing other people's PINs. PINs cannot start with a 0. And when you tell this person your desired PIN number, they have to see if it is available to you. I have no idea what that means. That is kind of weird. A lot of people are too lazy to call, especially if they have to wait for an actual person. A lot of people will like the idea of having their card PIN conveniently on the card. This number also appears on their monthly bill right behind their phone number, something they probably throw out. And that's no kidding. Dumpster diving much. The number on the card is 877-722-2141, and you guessed it, we will be calling that number C4. Thank you, C4, very much for that email. That is crazy. I can't believe it. We're going to be talking to them. We're going to find out why they put that PIN on the card itself and why you can't have any PIN you want. I don't understand. I mean, I'm assuming they're unique numbers, right? Account numbers. I know they are. How can they not be? So, the next email is from... Look at me drinking water. If I had a cigarette, I wouldn't need this water. From Jaga, Joja. Duel, this looks very, very bad for Vonage. I guess the prices will go up, Jaga. Minnesota PUC, Public Utilities Commission, rules voice over IP is telecom service. Oh, no. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission last week classified voice over internet protocol as telecommunications, not an information service. The first of its kind ruling in the nation allows MPUC to regulate voice over IP the same way it regulates traditional telephone service, including rate regulation. The decision will be appealed by a variety of parties who say the ruling will have sweeping consequences for voice over IP providers and users around the nation and opens the door for regulation of the Internet. It does. That would set precedents. Incumbent telcos want voice over IP subject to the same rules that apply to providers of legacy telecom services for competitive reasons. Let me stop there and address something, okay? Right? During the blackout, what still worked?
Payphones.
Oh! Exactly. The telco, right? My internet connection has been fucked for weeks. Weeks! Right? How could I have the great Bland Inquisitor on the show if my connection was crapped out? That's right, I can't. But guess what? My good old copper pair works just fine. Stable as all get out, right? Six Sigma, baby. It's going to work. So I don't, personally, I don't, you know, people, yeah, it's all fun and neat, it's new, it's fun to play with, but until it becomes as reliable as a good old telephone, man, no thanks. The Minnesota case began July 15th when the State Department of Commerce filed up, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so you can see what's happening here. That's bad news for voice over IP. Bad news for Vonage, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a great product. You know, $30 a month, unlimited long service, all these neat features. You know, you get a phone number wherever you want. I think it's great, and I think it should continue. I definitely do not think it should be regulated. You know, and that's just, you know, money grabbing my Minnesota, I guess. I guess the wrestler put him in the red, so. Yeah, by the way. Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of red, you know Bush is going to put us in the red until 2013? Way to go. Hey, you know, gave all those people $300 and did jack shit and just screwing the economy. He's going to, you know, he's basically, right, putting all these tax cuts out, right? You know, tax breaks, refunds, all this shit.
Read that as buying for re-election.
Oh, Bland, again, you bring the truth to everyone. That's right. So he'll get real. Wow, look at that. He just put money in my pocket. I can buy more beer. I can buy more beer and cigarettes. Right?
Cigarettes.
He'll get reelected. And guess what? He won't have to deal with the problems because he will be out of office. Right? The problems will be pushed back. The problems will be problems of another president. He'll be gone by then. So, how the hell did I get on that? Two great emails. Thank you very much. We're not done with the freak news. You know what? This is becoming a regular segment on the show. And, you know, maybe it is. The freak junk mail. That's right. It was a banner week for freak junk mail. I got lots and lots of stuff. Let's start with this cheesy one here. 1010297. Oh. Woo. 1010297. Only 3 cents anywhere in the U.S. and the following countries. Canada and Western Europe, which includes Andorra, Austria, Belgium, Denmark, France, Finland, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Italy, Liechtenstein. I just like saying Liechtenstein. Next time you're with your significant other, you know, start kissing them and, like, say Liechtenstein in their mouth. Yeah, hell yeah. So, 1010297, I got this great, cheap, fold-up piece of crap email. And, oh, look at this. They've got an 800 number. I might have to dial that.
Let's call them and ask them what the rates to Papua New Guinea are.
Say that. Yes, we're going to. We're going to ask them a lot of questions when we call them. Let's put this over in the call pile here. La, la, la. Call one, call two. Ooh, we got a lot of phone calls. We're going to have to get moving here. I've got a lot of phone calls. Next in the freak junk mail, Cricket, which sucks. Their service sucks. Overselling bastards. Move into Cricket today and get a free phone instantly. Oh my, I am so excited. A free phone, big freaking deal. Cricket Talk for $29.99, save $130. Original Cricket Talk, $39.99. stop by your nearest Cricket store today, and of course I have my local Cricket stores. Lift the door for your free phone. Oh, here it is. Here's how you do it. Bring this postcard to your local Cricket store listed below. Instantly receive a free Cricket phone when you sign up for any Cricket rate plan. Plus, take advantage of our limited-time $29.99 Cricket Talk rate plan for your first 3 months. So they're pimping their service, which sucks. And there's no 800 number, which bums me out.
Oh, man, I really wanted to ask them what nifty colors their phones came in.
Yeah, are they green? Because, yeah, that's really cool that you, like, invented the color green and all.
Are they beige? Because that's what I'd use your phone for.
Exactly. Can I forward some of the numbers in your store? Now the next one, oh, my favorite. The next one is from AT&T Wireless. They're still sending me junk. You know? Did I ask? I'm paying you shit. I'm not paying you to send me junk mail. So this is live, by the way. I know, this is exciting. This is live junk mail being opened on the air. There it is. Woo! The free business reply mail. You know what? Take those business reply mail envelopes, you know, that no post is necessary, and just stuff a bunch of shit in there, you know? Stuff like, I don't know, find some exploits for AT&T Wireless or, like, you know, some numbers and some voicemail box frickin'.
Actually, if you want to dig into the postal hacking that we've touched on in times past, duct tape that sucker to a cinder block.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea, you know. Yeah, do it. Do something with that envelope. I mean, postage is paid. Good deal. Next, in this wonderful envelope that they sent me. Oh, I'm invited. Wow, that is so... it always feels good to be invited, doesn't it? I feel wanted. I was invited to enjoy a special bonus from AT&T Wireless. Get a $75 service credit. Oh, but I have to respond by a certain date. Well, that's rude. Boy, look at this. It's got my name, my address, my wireless number. Fuck, is my social on here? Bastards. Reply now. Let's see. Dear Dual Parallel. That's my real name, by the way. Nobody knows it. When you're rewarded for your loyalty, that's M-Life. My God, that is the dumbest frickin'... Ugh. That's why we're offering you this special bonus for continuing your AT&T wireless service. Get a $75 credit on your bill by agreeing to a new annual service commitment with AT&T Wireless. So, sign up for another year, right? My year's up. And I'll get $75 credit. Big freaking deal. To receive your service credit, call this number between 8 and blah, blah, blah. Ooh, 11 Eastern. Good. We do have time? We have time.
Oh, yeah.
We'll call them first. Monday through Friday, blah, blah, blah. Oh, this egg. Check it out. Vince Bowie. Sweet. I wonder if there's any relation.
David?
Yeah. Well, he's, check this out, the Vice President of Customer Relationship Marketing.
That's
wow.
Leaving the voicemail for.
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. I got to call him up, thank him. He signed it personally. It looks like, anyways. Customer Relationship Marketing, that's funny. I'd like to buy a bunch of customer relationships, please.
And a payphone?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we'll be calling them. We'll be calling them first. And, you know, actually, well, and that's the junk mail. This is... the segue here is AT&T, and it's kind of freak-related because you can use this to your advantage. This is, I tested this out, and this actually works really, really well. It's AT&T prepaid internet service, and you can buy these at Walgreens, and they have $10 cards and $20 cards, and it's great. Pay cash, of course. Pay cash. Buy the card, get it activated, and it can work from tons and tons of local access numbers and also 800 numbers. That's right, toll-free. So if you want to do something that you don't want somebody to know about, take your Windows laptop, because it's Windows only. Take this CD, throw it in, dial up 800 number from the payphone, and you can do whatever you want. That's right, pay cash. Did I mention pay cash?
Oh, yeah.
Pay cash.
Cash is good.
Cash is very good. So, pay cash. Let's start making some phone calls. We got about 20 minutes. I'd say that's about right for the phone calls we need to make. And the first phone call is now tradition on RFA, which means Radio Freak America, and that would be...
The Haitian Hotline.
Haitians. Yeah. Oh, I don't have the number, actually, handy. Hold on. You got it?
It's in the house.
Oh, you're shitting me.
I didn't bring my laptop out.
All right, hold on. I might have it. Hold on. Now, I meant to, and I'll do this weekend. Somebody remind me. Somebody send me an email. Duel, you dumbass, call the Haitian swap meet on a weekend day in the morning. Somebody please send... I got it. So I can do that and record it, okay? So somebody remind me, please.
I'll call you Saturday.
Yeah, please do. Let's do it. We'll record it. All right, here we go. Probably get the modem, being it's 10:30 at night there. Yep. Modem time. They must go to bed early. All right. Got the modem. So, somebody remind me, we're going to call that, we're going to record it, we'll have some good stuff for you next week.
Who wants to talk to Escobar?
I cannot wait. I will have them yell for Stank Dog. Look for the guy eating biscuits.
Biscuits and mustard.
Let's call AT&T quick before they close, since I was invited. Let me see. Aha, here it is. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Optiverting, yes. Yes. Oh, well, when I optivert, it'll drop you. I've learned. Oh, everybody, I've learned why my phone craps out. When I optivert, it will drop the person on the line. So actually, let me try it. Hold on. Bear with me.
Hi.
Okay, I'm going to wait till it starts getting connected, and then I'll flip over. And I don't think it'll flash over, and then I don't think it'll drop him.
AT&T. To place a call. Thank you for using AT&T.
Okay, now let me wait till it rings, and I'll flash him over. There we go. It worked.
Thank you for calling AT&T Wireless to take advantage of the special bonus offer you recently received. Please enter your 10-digit wireless number.
Ha! Okay, it's...
We are unable to verify the numbers you have entered. Please try again now.
Shit!
Please enter your 10-digit wireless number. Please hold while your call is transferred to a representative.
Okay. Two wrong entries, you get a real human. In lieu of a fake human.
Thank you for calling AT&T Wireless. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will assist you. This call may be monitored and recorded for quality purposes.
Say it, Bland.
Thank you for choosing AT&T Wireless. My name is Holly. Can I have your wireless number beginning with the area code, please?
Sure, it's 703-215-7398. It's pretty cool. My last name is Holly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Bobby Holly.
Very fun.
Not to be confused with Buddy Holly.
No, of course not. Okay, 703-215-7398?
Yeah.
That's your wireless number?
Yeah. That's not showing up? Maybe I got the wrong one. I've got a couple of cell phones.
Yeah. Try another one.
Okay. Well, I don't have it with me, unfortunately. I only have the one memorized. Let me call you back. Well, actually, just before I go now, what? Why would I be calling this number? What do I have to do once I give you the right number? What happens?
You get a credit to renew your contract for 12 months.
So I'm going to be renewing my contract over the phone with you?
Yes, if you would like to.
Okay, and how would you... Now, usually I would sign a contract. How do we do that? How do we do the signature over the phone?
It's an oral agreement.
Uh-huh. Is it recorded?
It is.
Okay, cool. So if I want to listen to that recording later in the future as reference for the contract, could I do that?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
But it's documented in your account.
Oh, okay. Where are you located, by the way? Maybe I can come down there and listen to it.
Texas.
You're in Texas. I've got a great friend in Texas.
Good.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I'll tell you what, I'll find that real number and I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're choosing AT&T Wireless.
Oh! Bland. Oh, it's still dropping. That sucks. All right, we got to get Bland back. Okay, that was fun, though. That was definitely a fun call. Let me call Bland up. Yeah, he wasn't there the whole time. That's why he didn't say you too when they said it's going to be recorded and monitored. So we're calling Bland. Let me make sure the phone is away from the speaker. The mic, I mean. Here we go. Okay, Bland missed a good one. You missed a good one. Sorry, I dropped you. I don't have it. Hold on, let me get you back on speaker. We're still live. Well, pseudo-live. That was a good call. That was a very good call. She was quite the interesting lady. Let's call now. Ooh, this one is like, it's like calling an argument, really. Well, no, let me call C4's and the 1010-297 first. Let's call C4's number. And this is SBC, and the pin's on the card. Hold on 1 second. Be right back. Okay.
Welcome to SBC Long Distance Calling Card Service. For instructions in English, press 1. Main menu. To make a call using your calling card, press 1. To make a collect call, press 2. To charge your call to another phone number, press 3.
Oh, that's it.
Or change your speed dial numbers, press 4. To hear these options again, press star. If you are calling from a rotary phone or if you need operator assistance, please stay on the line or press 0. Please hold for the operator.
Long Distance, this is Kathy. How may I help you?
Hi, Kathy. My name is Zimbabwe, and I've got recently received one of your cards, your long distance cards, and it's got my PIN right on the card. I was wondering if I can change that PIN number.
Yes, call the calling card center, and they can change it for you.
So call the calling card?
Call the calling card center, and they can change your PIN number.
Oh, okay. And what is that number? I'm going to verify it. I think I've called that before, and I had trouble connecting to it.
1-877-722-2251.
2251, great. And what, ma'am, just curious, where are you located?
Kansas.
You're in Kansas. What's the weather like there?
I don't know what it is outside now. We've had quite a bit of rain today.
Really? Is that good or bad?
Not any rain.
Oh, really? Well, enjoy it while you can. Thank you very much. Damn, Vox, couldn't hear. You there?
Yeah, Kathy needs to speak up.
Yeah, big time. Not, and the Vox didn't help either. Okay, so the other number is 877-722-2251. Let's try it real quick. We've got about 10 minutes. I think we got time. Hold on. Okay.
Thank you for calling the Long Distance Calling Card Center. For English, press 1. Please listen to all three options before making your selection. For instructions on how to make a call and charge a long-distance calling card, press 1. For other inquiries regarding your SBC long-distance calling card, press 2. If you have questions about other SBC telephone services, press 3.
Ooh, I do.
Repeat these instructions, press 9. Thank you for calling SBC Long Distance Calling Card Center. Goodbye.
What? What? What a bitch! Dude, I hit 3 like 20 times. God, that's... I'm not calling him back. Bland? Bland?
No.
Oh, okay. God, that sucked.
Lame.
Dude, it didn't register anything. Wow, that was helpful. Listen to all this shit, because we won't pay attention to you anyways. What a bunch of shit. All right, so, yeah. Boy, good luck with that service, C4. Damn. Good a ruck. Okay, next, let's call... This one I've got is good, and I'll leave it for the end. Oh, it's only spaced the Cocotte.
Cocotte,
okay, briefly... In fact, I'll probably skip the 1010-297. That'll probably be a boring number. I found, during my travels recently, I found a really cool Cocotte. We've discussed one just like it in the past. I didn't talk about this last show, did I?
No.
I don't think so. Okay. Cocottes and their special codes. Cocottes are so much fun. Everybody knows that. But I found a Cocotte that was really cool. Actually, we called the numbers from it last show, 877-BEST. No, it was on the con line, 877-BEST-CALL. Kind of boring. But the Cocotte itself was not... This Cocotte had a little badge on it, right? One of those little sticky metal badges to slap on the phone that you can, you know, peel off with some effort. And it had a list of codes that you could dial. Free calling card and collect call access. Wow, thank you very much for putting shortcuts to 101 numbers on your phone. They were Star 8 1 to get AT&T, Star 8 2 for MCI WorldCom, Star 8 3 for Sprint, Star 8 4 for SBC, who you just heard from, and Pac Bell, Star 8 5 for Bell Cards, Star 8 6 for Quest, Star 8 7 for International Calls, Star 8 8 for Discount Collect, and Star 8 9 for. Okay, so those are the codes that were listed, right? And since I've run into these before, and wow, being the the genius mind that I am, I said, wow, what if I dial star 89? It's not listed. What will happen? Guess what happens? It says, please deposit 5 cents. That's right. Please deposit 5 cents. What the hell are you going to get for 5 cents, right? That was cool in itself. You never hear that anymore. So you dial star 89. It says, please deposit 5 cents. And it connects you to the CoCot company. The company itself. So basically, they're charging you 5 cents to get their corporate number. And when you get there, you can dial by name, right? You can dial anybody in the company by name. There's a company directory as well. And if you're a subscriber, right, you can enter your mailbox number. Very cool. So if you run into one of these CoCots, and you might. You know what? It doesn't matter. No matter what CoCots you're at, find a CoCot. They're a lot of fun. Start dialing some star codes. And I've run into two so far that have a star 8 whatever numbers. So they're very fun. So dial some star and some two-digit numbers. Do some three-digit numbers. Try some star pound stuff. This company is... What is the frickin' name of it? They don't have the name on their badge. Not that I found the badge on the ground. Yeah, on the ground. Wow. I didn't want litter to hang around, so I grabbed it. So, very cool CoCot. Please deposit 5 cents. That was cool in itself. Where the hell do you hear that? So.
And no one carries nickel tones anymore.
No kidding, man. It's always. Oh, that's the wrong one. Boy, that was 2 quarter tones. That adds up to 50 cents. Huh, did you know that local calls were 50 cents now?
Fucking rip.
Yeah, it is a rip. And it's odd that I have that. Okay, now, by the way, red boxing is toll fraud, so don't use those tones, please. Come on. Where's the number to it? Oh, the number of this CoCot is... Well, fuck, let's call it. Hold on. Calling the CoCot. Feeling the burn. Running out of time. Modem.
I'll snag this one.
No one's going to answer, I don't think. Yep. Okay. That's mildly annoying. So the last phone call I'd like to make is fun beyond belief. Have a listen.
Welcome to Sears. What type of service would you like? Sorry, I didn't catch that. Where would you like me to direct your call?
Repair.
Okay, Parts and Repair Center. To get started, please tell me your home phone number, beginning with the area code.
400-212-5555.
That's 413-212-5555. Is that correct?
No.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Please say yes or no. That's 413-212-5555. Is that correct?
No.
Sorry. Please tell me your phone number again or enter it using the keypad on your phone. Remember to start with your area code.
Again, it's 400-555-1212.
That's 413.
No, 400.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Please say yes or no.
Yes.
Thanks. Now, let me know what you'd like to do. You can make, check. change or cancel an appointment, order a part for a do-it-yourself repair, check on the status of a part order.
Make an appointment.
Okay, you'd like to make an appointment for repair service, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's the product that needs service? For example, say, refrigerator or furnace.
My freezer.
That's a freezer, is that correct?
Yeah, it's where I put all my bodies.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Your freezer needs servicing, is that correct? Please say yes or no.
Yes.
Is your freezer covered by a warranty or protection or maintenance agreement?
I don't know.
Please hold while I connect you to a Sears specialist who can help you. The next time you need repair service, you can try scheduling it online at Sears.com. Please hold.
We're not holding. Isn't that fun? I love it. I love it. Go back. Call that number. That number is 800-469-4663 and see what you can make it do or see how it interprets your voice. It really, I kind of dig that. So I found that like 400, it would say 413. You know, you say different numbers and it'll give you different numbers. It's pretty fun. So again, that's Sears. That is one of the better automated systems I've found. It's a lot of fun. 800-469-4663. That's it, Bland. We got to roll.
Damn, already?
Hey, dude, seriously. I got a mix. I got 7 minutes to the stream right now. And I've got a mix. Dude, I'm going to be late. There's nothing to it. I got a it's going to take 7 minutes at least to convert it, so whatever. Hey, Bland, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, man.
Always a pleasure. You're a good friend. A good friend. The best of friends, my friend.
Aw, thank you.
Anytime. All right, everybody. Stay tuned, RFA.
Wait.
What?
Shouts to Exile.
What?
Exile.
Shouts to Exile?
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, shouts to everybody who's on PLA. Later.
Unrestrained, no one else to hear. I'm a hero.